Every year in the United States, there are 15,000 murders, give or take a few hundred. Of those, nearly 40% go unsolved. My name is Christina Walsh, and you're listening to Forgotten. What do you think? The intro's back. Not that any of you remember the intro or anything about this show. My listener numbers dropped way down for episode 5. I figure maybe most of the people who found the show in their subscription list just assumed it was put there by the app or something, like a paid promo and unsubscribed. Very few of you listened, but you're my stalwarts. You're still there for me, so I figured I need to be here for you. So, intro it is. Welcome to Forgotten. That title really hits different now, huh? Doesn't it? But I guess I'm stuck with it. I'm sitting outside of the motel Sophie and I were staying in. I took an Uber here, and believe it or not, the driver legit forgot I was in his car. I was being really quiet, and he just forgot me completely. Almost crashed the car when I said something, but we're here. And no one can remember me still, and that's about to suck because we're about to do this for real. I'm going to talk to Sophie and try to convince her that she knows me. I know she's still here because I can see Gemma's car in the lot. I'm going to keep recording everything because these recordings are all I have left. You're my security blanket now. Wish me luck.
What do you want?
What did you say?
Go away.
Come on, Soph. Open the door.
I said come back later. I'm not ready for the... You're not the maid.
I'm not. Can I come in?
No. Who are you?
My name is Christina Walsh, and you're not going to believe this, but we're best friends.
I don't have time for this.
Wait. Oh! Ow!
Get your foot out of the door!
You have my suitcase.
Prove it.
You came home last night to this motel room and found an extra suitcase in the closet. It's blue with green flowers and the handle has been repaired with bright pink duct tape.
Okay. What is that, yours? I knew this stupid motel was too cheap to not royally screw up something that important. What happened? You left it here and they gave the room to me and just, what, never cleaned it? Ugh. Because I totally buy that. This place is disgusting. Hold on, let me get it for you.
No. Don't walk away. You'll... Just trust me. Don't walk away yet. I need you to look in your phone.
My phone?
In the photo reel on your phone. Right here, right now, while you are looking at me.
Why?
Because I'm in most of them. No! Ow! Stop closing the door on me!
I don't want to talk to a crackhead or, you know, whatever you are.
I'm not a crackhead.
That's why I said, or whatever you are.
Look, I meant it when I said we're best friends. We've been roommates for years and we drove here together from New York in your cousin Gemma's beat-up Ford Fiesta.
I drove here by myself, and I think I'd remember if there was somebody with me.
Just look in your phone. Please?
Fine. But you stay outside.
Thank you.
And if you try to kill me while I'm distracted, be advised I have mace and a very high-pitched scream.
I am amply aware of both.
Whatever. What the hell?
See?
How did you do this?
We've been roommates for years, I told you that—
Did you hack my phone? Or the cloud?
Why does everyone always think it's a hacker?
I've never seen you before in my life, but you're in like half the photos in here.
I told you.
Damn, and I look f***ing good. Oh yeah, like this trip to the dumpling place last spring. I remember that whole trip and you weren't there. But you're in all the photos.
I'm going to have to do some real audio editing again, aren't I? Now that you're swearing again.
Audio editing?
Mentally, I don't like swearing.
For f***'s sake.
Well, thank you very much for that.
You're lucky that's all you get. How'd you do this? Why did you do this?
I didn't do anything to your photos.
Are you gonna kill me? Are you like a creepy stalker who followed me here from NYU and broke in and put your f***ed up suitcase in my closet and edited yourself into my photos?
I am not remotely that talented.
No one is that talented. Look at these photos. It's from like 3 years ago. What, you did 3 years of photos?
That's when we met. Freshman year at NYU. You study cello, I'm music history with a minor in trumpet.
Well, that explains the trumpet in this one. But, oh damn, that's good fingering. No. This is insane. I refuse to get pulled into this crazy f***ing whatever this is. Scam and or scheme and or elaborate murder-suicide or MLM. I'm out. And I'm deleting all of these.
God! Sophie, stop slamming the door on
my
foot!
Get your foot out of my door!
Look! Do you want to hear the audio?
Oh, the mental audio editing? What, have you been secretly filming me sleeping?
I have 15 months of voice recordings of you and me researching a supernatural serial killer in Hollywood.
Oh, hold it right there, sister. I may be a music major, but I am way too cool to record an amateur crime investigation with anyone. Let alone some idiotic fantasy version of an amateur crime investigation.
Open your phone.
What?
You have 4 episodes on your phone. It's called Forgotten.
Well, why? Did you hack that too?
You're on it, genius. Open it up and listen to it. Please.
Fine.
Not episode 1. You're not really in that one very much.
Okay, so you faked a bunch of episodes just to put me in them, and I'm not even in one of them?
They're not fake! They are real! That's what I'm trying to tell you!
You are the most angry, confusing crackhead hacker stalker I have ever talked to.
I just skip ahead!
Fine.
Well, what about 3? Am I in 3?
Yes, you're in episode 3.
Oh. How long do I have to wait?
To find out you forgot your best friend? I think you can spare a few minutes.
I'll spare you minutes after I'm convinced. For now, you gotta convince me, so...
Fine! Get to the end of the monologue!
A monologue? Are you f***ing kidding me? God, how long is a monologue?
I don't know, 5 minutes.
Is it about me?
It's about a
serial killing.
Okay.
Damn, you like to listen to yourself talk. How long is this?
Sorry.
Hi, everyone. This is Christina Walsh.
And Sophie Kwan.
And we're in a Starbucks in West Hollywood. We chose this place because it's very public, which makes it a much safer place to meet with a stranger.
Hi, my name is Lamar Davis, and I am not fully convinced that this isn't some kind of plot to kidnap and murder me.
Oh, I remember Lamar. I met him for coffee, and then again that night for dinner.
But we didn't have coffee or dinner.
We didn't? I didn't. You weren't there.
Yes, I was. You don't remember me, but I was there for this and the dumpling place and for everything else. I promise. Are you ready for the explanation?
I am dying to hear the explanation, but... it better be amazing because I know I'm going to be sharing it with either a therapist or a police officer, and probably both.
It's the...
Let me guess, is it the supernatural serial killer?
Yes, it is. But, okay, saying it out loud like this makes it sound really dumb.
Yeah, I'm glad you realized that.
The supernatural serial killer is named Master Mama. You know what? It's not going to sound any better if I try to dress it up. Okay, so let me just hit the basics. There's a killer in LA who steals memories, and he stole yours. You can't remember me or anything about me, and if you close that door for even 2 seconds, you will forget that this conversation ever took place.
Cannot wait for that.
Okay, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's true, and we really are best friends. And I really do need your help.
Even if we do assume that this is real, which, for the record, I do not, what could you possibly need me for? If I can't remember you, I'll be the worst possible person to help you, right?
Well, technically, no one can remember me, so at least you have the benefit of being...
Your stalker fixation?
Smart and capable and brave and awesome and my best friend, okay? So at least, are you willing to try an experiment?
See, I knew this was all coming down to some sex thing. You're f***ing weirdo, man.
No, not that kind of experiment! Here, come stand next to me.
So you can kidnap me?
No, so we can make a video. Come here. Keep your foot in the door if you want. We just both need to be in the video.
Mm. Oh my god, this is f***ing crazy. Fine, but this is stupid and I feel stupid, for the record.
Okay, that's okay. You're about to forget the whole thing and then get really confused.
All right, well, what are we doing?
Pop that phone up there, selfie style, and let's make a video.
Okay. All right, you're on, Freakazoid.
Hi, Sophie. We're standing outside your motel room at exactly 9:07 at night. And I want you to tell yourself all about the conversation we just had. Come on. You have to say something. You're not going to believe it otherwise. Just say something.
What can I say? Hi, self. This is you. Well, so this crazy person just showed up and claims to be my best friend. And she's in most of the photos on my phone. And allegedly, we recorded 5 episodes together about a killer who steals memories. And allegedly, this killer stole my memories of her. And further allegedly, it's gonna do it all over again as soon as this video is over, so...
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, here's what you're going to do. After we finish this video, you're going to go back into your motel room and close the door. And then I'm going to knock on your door again and you're going to open it and you will have forgotten me and this video. And then we'll watch it together and blow your mind.
Okay, if you say so. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that if even a fraction of what she said actually happens... I will eat my own foot.
How about you just trust me instead?
Well, if I forget about you in the next 2 seconds, then I guess sure. At that point, I'll drink the Kool-Aid, sing the Kumbaya, you know, all that.
Cool. Well,
all that, you know.
That's recorded. Let's stop the video and let's do this.
Great. Anything that finally lets me close this door.
See you in a few seconds.
No, you will not. What? Hey, sorry, I'm not ready for the... You're not the maid.
Why do you keep thinking a maid is going to come in the middle of the night?
Who are you?
My name is Christina Walsh. Oh, good, you've still got your camera open. Can you just hit play on that video right there?
What?
That one right there, it explains everything.
Okay. Hi, Zelf. This is you. Well, so this crazy person just...
Hi, everyone. We're back, and Sophie is here with me, and boy howdy is she confused.
That's putting it lightly.
She has watched the video she and I recorded together several times. She has listened to all 5 episodes of the podcast, We have recorded new videos to test the memory thing in other ways. We have gone down to the front desk so she can watch the clerk forget me right in front of her eyes. She has been finally and fully convinced of what's really going on here.
Judging by the videos I've seen, I've been finally convinced at least 5 different times.
It has definitely been a long and difficult road.
I think I need to go to a hospital, honestly. I think I must have an incredibly severe concussion, probably indicative of long-term brain damage.
I promise, it's just magic.
I recorded a video of myself explaining the situation to myself so I can watch it anytime I forget her, which is apparently all the damn time.
She's watched it twice so far.
This is the weirdest thing in the world.
I know. But together, we are going to find and capture the Hollywood killer.
And that's gonna fix all this?
It might. But in order to do any of it, we need one more person.
Is it a brain trauma surgeon?
It's an Ember Wizard.
Oh, good. I was worried it would be something weird.
He knows how the magic works, and he knows where the killer is hiding. I'm sure of it. He seems strangely reluctant, almost pathologically reluctant, to finding and stopping this guy. So we're going to do it ourselves. But we need him to tell us where to go.
And he does remember you, right? Because of the magic Miranda stuff?
Exactly.
Can we sleep first?
We've been going all night, so let's definitely sleep first.
Well, cue up that video again then, because I'm gonna need it. And then we'll wake up and... Wait, you've got a plan.
I do.
Can you tell me? Wait, no. Don't bother. I'll just forget it. So wait for now and tell me again in the morning. When we're going to...
Skid Row.
Is that a real place?
It turns out Skid Row is a super real place. I always thought it was a metaphor, but there's an actual place in downtown LA that is literally called Skid Row. We're on 6th Street right now, and there are actual tents just lining the road. Tents and tarps set up as makeshift tents, and the homeless population here is enormous.
We're still in our car, and we'll probably stay in our car for ever.
I don't want to be insensitive, because homelessness is a real problem, and being homeless does not make you dangerous.
But at the same time, when we asked the clerk at my motel where Skid Row was...
Our motel.
Our motel. I keep forgetting. He told us Skid Row was super dangerous and has a horrible crime rate, and told us not to come here. And our motel is not, shall we say, in a nice part of town, so just let that sink in.
Look, there's a park.
Great, I feel much better now. What are we doing here?
We are looking for a man dressed in breeches and a doublet, but like really old breeches and a doublet. Like, they're all ratty now.
That's not helping. What's a doublet?
Like a medieval jacket thing? Just look for a guy who looks like he was an extra in Game of Thrones and hasn't changed his clothes since.
Gotcha. You know, this is the longest I've ever gone without forgetting you.
It is?
I think so. It's not like I remember the other times, but I remember coming out of the bathroom and seeing you.
Freaking out.
And freaking out. And then I watched the video I apparently made that explained the whole thing. And then we had breakfast and drove here, and that was about 2 hours ago. I'm really sorry I keep forgetting you.
It's not your fault.
Is this as weird for you as it is for me?
Yes, but... It's probably worse for you. It's hard to keep introducing myself, but at least I have object permanence.
This is so messed up.
It is.
So, instead of worrying about it, I'm just gonna drive around, look for a homeless cosplayer. Keep your eyes peeled. So, what are we gonna do when this is all over?
Go home, I guess. Back to school.
I mean, what are we gonna do about us? We can't keep living like this forever.
Well, I'm hoping this will cure it.
What will? Catching him? Nothing about the magic you described says that catching him will reverse it. He's not a fairy tale witch. He's a monster who breaks reality. And your reality is broken. And it might be years before it unbreaks. Maybe decades. And even if we really are best friends, and I do believe you, all the evidence is there, we're still not gonna be roommates forever, right? I'm gonna go join an orchestra and you're going to, I don't know, I don't even have enough background knowledge to guess what you're gonna do. You're a music major, right?
Music history. Minor in trumpet performance.
Then you're gonna be a professor somewhere and I'm gonna go live a wild bohemian lifestyle in a loft apartment in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that's always been your dream.
It has. I've even already got some offers. But you aren't a part of that plan. Not because I don't like you. Apparently we're super close, and that's great. But our future plans aren't the same. They're not even on the same continent. I guess that's just how growing up works. I mean, how many people are still best friends with their college roommate 10 or 20 or even just like 5 years later?
So you just want to end it now?
Not right this instant. And not really even at all. But I mean, it's probably better for everyone, right? You won't have to re-explain your existence every couple of hours, and I won't have to feel like I have an unrecoverable brain injury.
I will, though. I'll have to explain myself to everyone all the time, every time I see them, forever. It just won't be you, though, so you think that solves the whole problem?
Oh. Right. Damn. Keep forgetting about that part. This is so weird. So you want to move to Singapore?
What?
I mean, you won't be able to work as a professor anywhere if they can't remember you, right? So your dreams are kind of shot. No offense.
Kind of late for that.
But I can still do my dream, and you can come with me.
But what about you not wanting to feel like you've got a brain tumor?
Well, yeah. I mean, forget all that. I don't want to feel like that, but it's better than you being homeless, right? Better than you having no one.
You'd do that for me?
We're best friends, right?
Yeah, but that was a fast turnaround.
You'd do it for me. Right? I don't know you very well, but you seem like you would.
I hope I would.
Then, of course, I'll do it for you. What are best friends for?
You're the best friend in the whole universe, Sophie. I don't deserve you.
You don't? Well, then let's forget the whole thing.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Are you always this jumpy?
Only when I'm hunting serial killers.
Hey, you know what we really don't deserve?
What?
Casa Manga.
What?
Right there! Looks like it sells anime and manga translated into Spanish. Well, damn, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. How do you say demon hunter in Spanish?
There he is!
Tanjiro Kamado?
No! The Ember Wizard! Pull over!
Holy crap, he does look like a Game of Thrones extra.
Hey, Mr. Mr. Ember Wizard! No! Don't run! Follow him.
Paranoid little sucker, isn't he?
Yeah, you have no idea. I just want to ask you a question.
What do you want?
Okay, I'll let you see the music box again.
What do you want?
I just want to ask you a question. Get in and we'll drop you anywhere you want to go.
You sure you're not being followed?
I know exactly what the Hollywood Killer looks like, and he's nowhere around.
Unless he likes Mexican manga.
Who's this?
This is Sophie. She's the best person in the world.
Bold praise.
100% true.
You promised me a music box.
I promised I'd let you see it. Sophie, don't touch this, or everyone will forget you.
I don't remember much, but I do know you've explained that a few times.
Along the coast and sailed.
There's words?
No, there's not. Shut up. Ask the other thing you were going to ask me.
Hang on. Before we start, can I ask you a question? Just to be sure you're on the same level.
Nothing I have told your friend is a lie.
Oh, lots of it has been lies.
Are they lies, or is he just crazy?
What's your question?
That is my question. Have you ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia?
Yes.
Oh, for the love of... Christina, is it safe to assume that you always do this?
Drag homeless wizards into my car?
Trust people you shouldn't trust.
Yeah, all the time.
Thank you. Please allow me to start over and incorporate this new information. Christina, why do you always do this?
It's not like that. I was diagnosed with psychosis because of Mirandis. It's not actually a mental illness. It just looks that way to people who don't believe me. I took the risk of telling my wife, and...
Wait, you have a family?
Had. They left me.
Yeah, I wonder why. You start talking about magical music and creepy memory monsters. Of course they left you.
You didn't leave me.
I... Damn it.
I have known Mirandis since I was a child. I never told my wife because I knew she wouldn't believe me, as you say. But when I realized Master Malmahan was killing people, I tried to explain
it. Who's Master Malmahan?
The Hollywood Killer.
I couldn't convince her or anyone else that I was right, but I knew that I was. And now you've seen the same evidence. You've seen the magic at work.
We believe you, which is why we're going to go stop him.
You're going to stop him? Master Malmahan.
What's he gonna do? He only has one power, and I'm immune to it.
He has a gun.
And physical strength, and mental strength, or a lack of inhibition, which gives the same result. He won't hesitate to hurt you if he thinks he can get away with it.
Well, then we make sure he won't. We surround ourselves with cops.
Cops who can't remember you.
I'll be right in front of them the whole time. They'll remember me.
And even if you conquer that obstacle, how are you going to get him out in the open? How are you going to get the police there? How are you going to orchestrate this whole grand scheme you're coming up with?
The killer targets artists, right? Leona McPherson and Gordon Spillane and the others, they were all artists, every single one of them.
Correct.
Do you know why?
No.
I don't believe you.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. He targets artists. And Sophie is an artist.
Hold up. Are you talking about bait?
Sort of.
Why on earth couldn't I get a normal best friend weirdo to show up at my motel this morning?
No. He only takes artists at the absolute top of their field. The finest painters and singers and actors in the world.
The finest in LA, which... As far as we can tell, he has never left, right?
Yes, but...
Which means he doesn't need unparalleled prodigies. He just needs really good artists. Of which, Sophie is one.
Don't drag me into this.
You just said it yourself. You're on the fast track to join any orchestra you want, even in friggin' Singapore, which I have to assume is harder than average. It's prestigious and exclusive, and you've already got an offer because you're an amazing cellist.
And I would like to not get kidnapped and murdered by anyone, for the record, including but definitely not limited to supernatural monsters.
You're not going to get kidnapped or murdered or anything else because we have the music box. People can remember him. The cops can remember him.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I didn't realize it at first, but I have it in my recording. The waiter at the cafe remembered him after he left. So did Sophie.
Who do I remember?
The tall guy at the cafe. He knocked over your table.
That guy?
Mm-hmm.
Of course I remember him. He was terrifying. He had a big purple marble in his eye socket. Kind of looked like stars or something. He told me he was a murderer, and I maced him. Holy crap, is that the Hollywood Killer?
See? She remembers him.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't figure it out until last night. Without the music box, everyone remembers him. Miranda swears off.
That's amazing. He must have been gone for long enough to...
Huh? You said that before. Gone from where?
It doesn't matter. You actually think you can stop him?
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Where did he come from? Why won't you tell me about the song you were singing? What is Mirandis?
I'm serious. Do you actually think you can kill him?
Trap him, not kill him. But yes.
This might actually work.
So you're in now?
At least in part. I cannot be seen in conjunction with him. Not by the police, or the news, or anyone else.
Are you like a criminal or something?
I am not. But I have other concerns.
Your family?
Correct. I cannot let them connect me to this.
Even if you're a hero?
Even if it proves you were right about Miranda's?
None of those things will happen for me, I assure you. I have other plans, and affecting Master Malmahan's capture will further them, but only if I'm not a part of it. I can help you, but I cannot be seen.
Can we still use the audio?
The audio is fine. You don't know my name, and nobody listening will figure out who I am. Well, one person will, but there's nothing he can do about it.
Who?
It doesn't matter. What's your plan?
Why won't you just talk to us?
The plan is to dangle me on a hook, apparently. What can you do?
I can give you his address. He keeps a large house in a private neighborhood. Several, in fact. Which one will help you the most?
How does he have several large houses? In any city, let alone LA, house prices are insane.
As long as the contracts are in order, he can buy a house whether people remember him or not.
Okay, but how does he get the money?
He steals it. He takes whatever he wants and no one can remember him doing it.
But how much can that really help
him? Yesterday, I broke into the police station and stole evidence. Walked in and walked out. And that was my first day. Malmahan's been doing this for almost 30 years.
Damn. Okay, then. So, are we doing this?
We are.
I know exactly which house to tell you. He has one just west of here, in an area called the Bird Streets.
That's where Ariana Grande lives.
It's not his main house, but it's the one where he stays when he's hunting. It's very close to Hollywood and the artistic communities that surround it. If he's looking for a new victim, and your plan assumes that he is, that's where he'll be.
Thank you.
Now, I have to go. Let me out on this corner.
Hey, give back the music box.
No, it's too dangerous for Malmahan to have.
Look who's talking, schizo. We can't trust you either.
Look, if you want us to catch the Hollywood Killer, we need the music box.
Oh, fine.
Thank you.
Be careful. Master Malmahan is a being of pure malice, inhuman and incomprehensible. He has never been defeated, and it is extremely unlikely that two young girls can be the first to do so.
Young women, bitch.
That's not nice.
That guy's weird.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Now what?
Now, we get you a cello.